Just the other day, our Middle East correspondent, Alice Fordham, was sending me lyrics of Leonard Cohen songs, just one tiny sign of the influence of a poet and singer-songwriter who has died at age 82. His most famous song, Hallelujah, was covered by hundreds of artists. For those who don't know the rest of the story, Ted Robbins reports on who Leonard Cohen was.
Bob Dylan once asked Leonard Cohen how long it took to write Hallelujah. Cohen said 2 years. His biographer, Sylvie Simmons, said he was too embarrassed to admit it actually took much, much longer.
So yes, Leonard Cohen is somebody who crawls across the carpet, as you said, kind of tearing at his hair to try and get the songs right. He's a complete perfectionist.
Yet one of Cohen's most beautiful songs, Anthem, contains a rebuke of perfectionism. Ring the bells that still can ring.
Forget your perfect offering. There is a crack in everything. That's how the light gets in.
Leonard Cohen was born in Montreal to a middle-class Jewish family. He discovered poetry as a teenager and learned to play the guitar. He published his writing while living in Greece, but only got noticed when he moved to New York in the 60s as a folk singer-songwriter. His first hit was Judy Collins' version of Suzanne.
Suzanne takes you down to a place by.
He put that song on his first album, and he kept writing. Bird on a Wire, Famous Blue Raincoat, Sisters of Mercy, So Long, Marianne, I'm Your Man, and so many more. Every song seemed memorable once you gave it the time to really listen. Leonard Cohen could be cynical, yet fight for social justice. Take Everybody Knows.
Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich, that's how it goes. Everybody knows.
He could be deeply romantic, and he was deeply spiritual, as a Jew who practiced Buddhist meditation. In the 90s, he went into a Buddhist monastery for 5 years. Then, in 2001, he returned to music. A few years later, he found that his longtime manager had taken nearly all his money, so Cohen went back on tour. He developed painful fractures in his back, which caused him to stop most public appearances. Yet he dressed in a suit at home and never stopped working. His last album was You Want It Darker. It was released last month on his 82nd birthday.
A million candles burning for the help that never came. You want it darker.
Some people called his lyrics depressing, but for his fans, Leonard Cohen's songs conjured transcendent beauty and provided deep solace. Ted Robbins, NPR News.
I'm ready, my lord.